Coming up on Friday, it's the annual Pink Day at the SCG Test. Why we're doing it, why we do it every year is a really great cause, the McGrath Foundation, of course. And joining us to have a chat about it is Newcastle mum and grandmum, Karen Madison. Karen, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Not too bad. Karen, you're not exactly well at the moment, though. You have had a diagnosis not that long ago, was it?
Back in May 2021 was my diagnosis of breast cancer.
What was the diagnosis at the time? What was the prognosis?
Yeah, at first I was pretty shocked and concerned for my outcome, because hearing the words cancer definitely changes your life. I'm on the right track now. The treatment sort of has come a long way, and hopefully I'll continue to keep that way.
You're also going through the process of not just dealing with the breast cancer, but also raising funds for the McGrath Foundation. You've taken on a huge task just this week.
Yes, I walked the trek, which is a 150-kilometre trek to Sydney, starting off at the McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. I walked around 48 kilometres on the first day with them.
Karen, can I ask, given what you've been going through this year, because a lot of people would say, look, put your feet up and take it easy, right? You don't need to be doing these things. Why have you decided to do that?
It gave me something to focus on throughout the COVID pandemic. You definitely need something positive to focus on throughout your treatment. And it was a good way to raise funds for the McGrath Foundation breast care nurses. They're well needed in certain areas that haven't got them at the moment. So, yeah, I knew how important it was for people to be supported by them.
So you've been dealing with one of the McGrath Foundation nurses yourself?
Yes, I've had one from my first diagnosis, and that's Sue Collins, and she's been a godsend.
Tell us a little bit about Sue and how she helps.
Sue helped me throughout my treatment from the first time when I got diagnosed, just from making appointments, supporting me and my family in many ways. Even just being there when I needed her to understand where I was at.
Karen, you sound like a pretty determined person, but no matter how determined you are, going through a situation like that of being diagnosed with breast cancer, to be able to do it with somebody else, surely that makes it a bit easier for you.
Oh, definitely. Like having a McGrath breast care nurse, I don't think I could have got through the journey without him.
Speaking of journeys, how do you feel after the 150-kilometre walk?
My feet are a bit sore, but I'd do it all again. It's definitely for a great cause and incredible to do. Currently, I'll continue to do the fundraising. Around 171 breast care nurses we've got available at the moment, the McGrath Foundation. I think they're looking at around 250 to cover the whole country, as no one should be left alone going through this journey, and they can definitely make a difference.
That's fantastic. And you didn't do it by yourself, did you?
No, I did it with my part of the track I did with my daughter and my husband and my granddaughter and my grandson. My granddaughter walked around 17 kilometres. She's only 9, so it was an inspiration for her to do that to her nan.
I suspect you're inspiring your granddaughter at the same time.
Yes, and she knew it was to help people be supported by a breast care nurse, so it was very close to her heart as well. And my sister did the other 40-odd Ks with me, so which was good. We could inspire each other along the way. And there were so many stories, you know, at a checkpoint that just kept you motivated and kept you going. There wasn't a dry room in there, you know, a dry eye in the room when we sat down and had our team talk.
Well, we certainly hope everything continues to go along well for you, Karen. The McGrath Foundation nurses certainly do a fantastic job, and all the fundraising that's been done goes to contribute. And don't forget, of course, we've got the Pink Test Day coming up this Friday. It's a great opportunity to go to the McGrath Foundation website and do your bit. Karen Madison, thank you very much for joining us on 2NM to talk about, well, all of your journeys.
Thank you. My pleasure.